Welcome to In the Starlight, Research and Resources for English Learner Achievement, a podcast from the Starlight Consortium, located on the web at www.elresearch.org. In the Starlight, Issue 4, Dual Language Education, written by Catherine Lindholm Leary, PhD, San Jose State University. Prepared by Nanette Adelson Rodriguez. San Diego County Office of Education, July 2007. What is dual language education? Definition. There are a variety of dual language education programs, but the most common is two-way bilingual immersion. Two-way bilingual immersion provides academic instruction through English and a second language, for example, Spanish or Mandarin. For the program to be a true two-way bilingual immersion program, instruction must be presented through the non-English language, Spanish or Korean, for example, for at least 50% and up to 90% of the instructional day. Student participants include native speakers of the two languages. Because students are integrated for instruction, they have numerous opportunities to practice language with each other. The major goals of the program include full biliterate proficiencies, content area achievement at or above grade level, and multicultural competencies. There is increasing demand for dual language programs. Presently, there are over 200 two-way bilingual immersion programs in California and many more in the United States. Research basis. There is considerable research in the United States and other countries that consistently shows that both English learners and native English speakers benefit from instruction through two languages. In contrast to what we typically hear in the media, 20 years of scientifically based research and evaluation studies are consistent in showing that English learners who receive extended instruction through their first language, at least through elementary school, were able to catch up to or surpass the achievement levels of English learner peers and English-only Latino peers who were educated in English-only mainstream classrooms. These results were based on or taken from a variety of student indicators, standardized achievement tests, course grades, school attendance, and dropout rate, and student attitudes. 40 years of scientifically based research and evaluation studies in the United States and Canada demonstrate that native English speakers in one-way immersion and two-way bilingual immersion programs develop proficiency in a second language and gain cultural awareness, and they perform as high or higher than English-speaking peers in English-only classes on standardized tests taken in English. The research shows that simply adding more English instructional time does not yield higher achievement measured in English for English learners. Rather, the students who achieve at the highest levels in English are those who achieve at the highest levels in the home language. Thus, research shows that providing a solid foundation in the home language yields higher achievement in English. The research shows that simply adding more English instructional time does not yield higher achievement measured in English for English learners. Rather, the students who achieve at the highest levels in English are those who achieve at the highest levels in the home language. Thus, research shows that providing a solid foundation in the home language yields higher achievement in English. Implementation. High-level achievement for all students is the result of strategic planning and refining over time. There is strong consistency between the factors that define exemplary dual language programs and practices that are found in successful mainstream schools, although different labels may be used. The investigations reviewed point to a set of consistent factors that tend to contribute to successful student outcomes in schools in general, and dual language education programs in particular. The importance of these factors is evident from the frequency and consistency with which they are found in programs that produce successful student outcomes. These seven factors form the core guiding principles for dual language education: program structure, curriculum, instructional practices, staff quality and professional development, family and community involvement, support and resources, and assessment and accountability. These principles were developed as a tool to help dual language programs with planning and ongoing implementation. Summary of research on dual language education. Who benefits? Research from a variety of studies across the country in different types of high-quality dual language programs with several thousand students shows that for the most part, all students benefit from dual language programs. For every group of students that has been studied, English learner, redesignated fluent English proficient, Latino, students on free lunch, students receiving special education services, each group scored equivalent or superior to comparison averages for that group, with the added benefit that the dual language students become bilingual. Implications for teachers and administrators. While research shows that dual language programs can be very successful, a considerable amount of planning is required to produce a high-quality program. The guiding principles for dual language programs provide an excellent resource for implementing a high-quality dual language program and or continuously moving an existing program toward exemplary program practices. They offer a description of the characteristics associated with successful program practices. No Child Left Behind implications. No Child Left Behind currently drives many important curriculum and instruction decisions. Dual language programs develop full bilingual and biliterate proficiencies in our students. Thus, for accountability, we need to assure students achieve in both languages. Educators need to understand that dual language research shows that students will achieve at grade level if the program is developed and implemented correctly. While there's pressure to change program models, evidence from high-quality programs shows achievement in English is bolstered by a strong foundation in the home language. Students in early phases of the program are required to be tested before having fully developed biliteracy skills to perform at expected levels. Students who traditionally have lower levels of achievement in school and take longer to move toward grade level may be pushed toward more English instruction too soon. Therefore, it is absolutely essential for all dual language programs to have a well-designed assessment program to demonstrate program success. Now, the only thing that is still Chinese in my mind is the multiplication table. I wish I'd kept up with my reading skills in Chinese. It felt as though my Chinese heritage was fading away with my Chinese literacy. Chinese American University student, Berkeley. Learning another language is not only learning different words for the same things, but learning another way to think about things. Flora Lewis. Questions for reflection. Number 1. What are the research foundations for dual language programs and why are they important for developing a high quality program? How could you use these to promote a dual language program? Number 2. How could you or your site use the guiding principles for dual language programs to help you develop a high or higher quality program? Number 3. What rationale could you provide that refutes the notion that simply adding more English to the instructional day does not lead to higher achievement results in English for English learners? Number 4. Given the research results on diverse students in dual language programs, what case could you make that an RSB student should not be automatically removed from a dual language program? Number 5. What is one area you would like to investigate further? What resources did you find that could help you develop or improve your program in this area? In the Starlight, Research and Resources for English Learner Achievement is a product of the Starlight Consortium. This network of committed educators from the Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, and Ventura County Offices of Education is dedicated to promoting the achievement of students who are English learners. Visit our website to download more podcasts and resources in English and Spanish at www.elresearch.org. Theme music provided by Magnatune.com. Track number 1 from the Magnatune Mix album, Down Tempo Chill by DJ Carey. Starlight Issues are produced and designed by the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools. Starlight website produced by Robert Daly. RIM CTAP, the California Technology Assistance Project, Region 10. Copyright 2004 to 2010, Starlight Consortium, all rights reserved.